gonna be finished more in the 16th chapter of Book of Exodus. Talking to Linda this week, said Brother Jerry was, his name was a number 10. No, that's not the way she said it. Said it's so bad he couldn't eat.
It was worse than that.
That's pretty bad. He was just joking for laughing.
I guess verse 7 will begin there. Said, in the morning, then you shall see the glory of the Lord. But that he heareth your murmur. Murmurings against the Lord, and what are we that ye murmur against us? And Moses said, this shall be when the Lord shall give you in the evening flesh to eat, and morning bread to be full, to the full, for that the Lord heareth your murmurings, which you murmur against him. And what are we? Your murmurings are not against us, but against the Lord. The Lord had brought people Israel out into the wilderness. Another place said the wilderness of sin.
Yeah.
So he brought them first down to see their sin.
Mm.
But he's always providing for them. He led them out there with a cloud in the day and fire at night to lead them on, and always provide for them. Then it said, and Moses spake unto Aaron and say unto the congregation of the children of Israel, come near before the Lord, for he hath heard your murmurs. And the whole thing here is this. They were murmuring because the Lord had took them out of Egypt. There again, the land of sin. He had relieved them of that and brought them out and had taken great care of them. And they began to murmur and said, would that you had left us over in Egypt. They have sat down there by the cauldrons where they was cooking the meat and eating the food and getting fat.
Yeah.
Scripture speaks of them getting fat. Looked like the Lord was fattening them up for the kill. And now the Lord has heard their murmurings. And it come to pass, as Aaron spake unto the whole congregation of the children of Israel, that they looked toward the wilderness, and behold, the glory of the Lord appeared in the cloud. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, I heard the murmuring of the children of Israel. Speak even unto them, saying, at evening ye shall have eat bread, and in the morning ye shall be filled with bread, and ye shall know that I am the Lord your God. And it came to pass at the evening the quail came up, covered the camp, and in the morning the dew lay around about the host. And when the dew that lay was called up, behold, upon the face of the wilderness there lay a small thing, as small as a hoarfrost on the ground. And when the children of Israel saw it, they said one to another, it is manna, for they wist not what it was. And Moses said unto them, this is the bread which the Lord hath given you to eat. And I think it's important to mention here that this manna was more than just something to eat.
Right.
It was the word of God that had come down to the Israelite people. That is what the glory was that he called them to see. Look, the Lord is going to show you he had clothed. So he furnished them with meat to eat and bread to eat to feed. They could gather all they wanted and eat until they were full. But in verse 29, and he said, "See, for the Lord hath given you the Sabbath. Therefore, he giveth you on the sixth day the bread of 2 days. Abide you every man in his flesh place, and let no man go out of his place on the seventh day." So the people rested on the seventh day. Now also, if we'd read the whole thing, if they gathered more and laid it up in store for any other day, then it ruined. It stank. And it had worms in it. But when they gathered it on the sixth day for the Sabbath, it was preserved. It was as, it was honey to them. It was sweet to them even. So the people rested on the seventh day. And the house of Israel called the name thereof Manna. And it was like coriander seed white. And the taste of it was like wafers made with honey. This was sweet bread. And it was white. It was pure. This bread was pure to the very core of it. As long as it was gathered in the manner that the Lord told us to gather it. Obedience, once again, fits into the picture here. They were, if they were obedient, then it was good for the soul as well as the flesh. The parallel here is that the Lord still supplies the bread. And it's there for the people of the Lord. Now, it's another mistake that people are making more and more in our day is that they try to apply the Word of God to all men. But the Lord gives the Word to His people, not to all men. And all men didn't ever have the privilege of going out and gathering the manna. It was given to the people of God. And it is still there. If a man wants it, he can gather of that word or that manna, that little pure cake that was there that tasted like it was made with honey. I say again, it was good for the soul as well as the body to fill them up. Verse 32, he said, "And Moses said, this is the thing which the Lord commanded, fill an omer of it, to be kept for your generations, that they may see the bread wherewith I fed you in the wilderness when I brought you forth out of the land of Egypt." And Moses said unto Aaron, "Take a pot, put an omer full of manna in it, Mary, and lay it up before the Lord to be kept for your generations," really forevermore.
And it was amazing.
Yeah. And it was put in the ark of the covenant, along with the rod that budded. And it was kept as a constant reminder. It's the Lord that has provided for you. It is the Lord, it's the Lord that provided the manna in the wilderness that you might feed upon it and be full. Not lacking, but filled up.
Yeah.
And the word was laying there that they might gather it. And the same thing is with us today. We have the Word of God It's, we have a more sure word of God than ever before. And we can gather from it.
Yes.
We can lay it up and go on the Sabbath and partake of it that we hadn't even gathered. In the book of John, the 6th chapter, I guess verse 27, he said, labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give you. For him hath God the Father sealed. And then said they unto him, what shall we do that we might work the works of God? Jesus answered and said unto them, this is the work of God, that you believe on him that hath sent, that he hath sent. And they said therefore unto him, what sign showest thou then? They were looking for a sign. That we may see and believe thee. And what dost thou work? Our fathers did eat manna in the desert. As it is written, he giveth them bread from heaven to eat. Then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. A parallel to the manna that was just laying out there. Also, I gather that the frost come and there was frost there, and then the manna was on the frost to even keep it up off the ground in the desert. Then when the frost was gone, the hoarfrost was gone, the cake was left there unharmed. And they could go out and pick it up. The pure cake. Now we're looking at the pure bread.
Right.
The bread that came down from heaven. For the bread of God is that which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. Then said they unto him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life, and he that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. And then there's always that but, always that but. They were still given the word, the pure word, that they might gather from it and be filled. That they might not hunger, that they would be filled with the pure word of God. And Jesus came down in the flesh and dwelt among men, and he was that word, that pure word. That fills the soul of man if he gathered it. Once again, keep in mind when you study these things, keep it in the proper perspective. This pure word came down to the people of God.
Amen.
Yeah. And others cannot gather of it. If they gather of it, it just gonna rot and stink.
Yeah.
But unto the people of God, it's like a little cake is made with honey, a sweet cake. It's good for the soul. In the book that he wrote. The ninth chapter. I guess verse 3, and sitting after the second veil, the tabernacle, which is called the holiest of all, which had the golden censer and the ark of the covenant overlaid round about with gold, wherein was a golden pot that had manna, and Aaron's rod that budded in the tables of the covenant. This is the whole thing here. It's laid up, the manna was laid up, that it might be a constant reminder. Here is the pure word gathered from it. And the rod that budded was that the Lord had sent that was going to be a people. And it was the true vine. And it was always be a reminder unto the people of God again. Not unto the whole world.
Right.
But directly unto the people of God. And it's yet a reminder to us today when we read these things, like in the book of Hebrews, we have a more sure word of prophecy here. It's brought out clear. If we don't work in types and shadows anymore, but the true word we have. And over the cherubim, and over it the cherubim of glory shadowing the mercy seat, of which we cannot now speak particularly.
Yeah.
But it's always for us. And when this continues on, you can say this, we have a high priest that goes in. But we have these things also that we read of that might be a constant reminder that it's all of God. It was manna that just rained down from heaven.
Right.
And it rains yet today. In the book of Psalms, the 78th chapter. I said there's always that but. Verse 23, it says, though he had commanded the clouds above and opened the doors of heaven, that he had rained down manna upon them to eat and had given them of the corn of the heaven, man did eat angels' food. He sent them meat to the full. And he caused an east wind to blow in the heaven. And by his power he brought in the south wind. He rained flesh also upon them as dust, and bare their foul as the sand of the sea. And he let fall in the midst of their camp, round about their habitation. This is where they live, in the camp. So they did eat and were well filled, for he gave them their own desire. This is kind of strange here. Their own desire. He gave them what they wanted.
Yeah.
They were murmuring. They were not estranged from their lust.
Right.
But while their meat was yet in their mouths, the wrath of God came upon them and slew the fattest of them. What did I say?
Yeah.
Looked like he was fattening them up for a kill. To give them their desire.
Yeah.
And what they do, they were gluttonous.
Right.
He slew the fattest of them and smote down the chosen men of Israel. For all this they sinned still and believed not for his wondrous works. Therefore their days did consume. He did consume in vanity in their years in trouble, and he slew them. Then they sought him, and they returned and inquired early after God, but it was only after the wicked. The manna's there. We can gather every day. And then we come together on the Sabbath, and we praise God for what we have done all week, and we consume of it even on the Sabbath. He provided for every day. In the book of Revelation, the second chapter, verse 14 said, "But I have a few things against thee, because thou hast there them that hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast stumbling blocks before the children of Israel to eat things." Eat something else, see? Sacrificed unto idols, and to commit fornication. "So hast thou also them that hold the doctrine of Nicolaitans, which thing I hate. Repent, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and will fight against them with the sword of my mouth. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit say unto the churches." There again, it was unto the churches. "To him that overcometh will I give to eat the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written." What, we look back at the old priest, and he went in with his garments on, all these stones gone. Had all the 12 tribes of Israel named upon them. This is not the same stone, this is a new stone, which no man knoweth, save indeed that received it. So, what do we need to do? Gather the pure man that come down from heaven and continue in it. Be sanctified and eat of the pure bread daily as he gives.
Many miracles did God do for and among the people of Israel. Know that you can think of the 10 by which he called Pharaoh to drive them out of the land of Egypt.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Pharaoh repented of his decision and sent the army after them, right?
Yeah.
But there are other, miracles, if you will. The manna, 40 years. They ate of it, but how long did that manna last in the Ark of the Covenant? Well, lasted till as long as the Ark of the Covenant did, didn't it?
Yeah.
And then there was Aaron's rod that budded. Did you imagine that? Get your old walking stick that's been around for
long time, and all of a sudden, it blooms.
Yeah.
How about that? But all of these things are there to remind the people of Israel of the Almighty God and the fact that He brings forth life out of death. What He did with the people of Israel is how was Isaac born? The one that was dead, right? Actually, two that were dead. So, but especially Sarah, the one was dead. It wasn't dying. It wasn't diseased or anything like that. It was dead. It was beyond and impossible for it to bear a child, except by the power of the Almighty Sovereign God. Then how was Christ born? Born of a virgin. Her womb wasn't dead, but there was no conception there, no seed. A conception from a man. It was only conceived by the power of God, the Holy Ghost. So we look at all of these things, the man, rod, Aaron's rod, buddy. Sarah's womb that was dead, and the virgin who knew no man. And we all rejoice at the wonders of God. Speak of His wonderful works, we're told. And so that's what we do. We speak of His wonderful works. Those that can hear, hear. And those that can't, we pray for them and ask God's mercy upon them. If He will. If He will. You understand? That's all it takes.
Right?
Is if He will. I think about that centurion that came. If you will. And I think about Moses' request of God to see His glory. He said, I will. I will. It's all it takes is God to will.
Can I read a passage, Psalm 33:12, or you read it? Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom He has chosen for His own inheritance.
Yeah. Blessed is that people. Are we one of them, or some of them? And I trust that we are. So, all right, very, very good talk this morning. Once again, are you glad that God sends forth His manner among us as such a small people? But despise not the day of small things, right?
Right.
And be ye separate, and I will be your God. And ye shall be my people. We want nothing of this world.